I've never been so popular in all my life. Thank you so much for that wonderful greeting. I'll just get my eyes. Okay, well, thank you so much for having me back. I must have done something right the first time. It's good to see some faces, and already I've been so blessed. There's a guy came and he actually bought one of our books and said how it had blessed him so much and helped him on his journey, which is why we wrote the book. If you're interested in that, there's the $10, just put your $10 on that. We're not interested in the money. We wrote it actually to bless you and to help you and encourage you in your walk. So my name's Phil. I'm a co-founder of Water for Africa. It's not something I ever set out to do. I had a real encounter with Jesus and I wanted to help people. Let me just read a scripture. We don't have to turn there or anything. Isaiah 58. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer you. You'll cry, and he will say, "Here I am." You know, we live in a world that sometimes looks wicked around us. We live in a world that sometimes we don't understand. And the truth is, God has given us free will, every one of us, and it's a right that we possess. But when we choose God's way, then the blessings of God come. It's when we choose. It's when we seek. We'll go to the video clip in a minute. You know, I've got so much I want to unpack. I've got so much that's inside me that I want to come out. You know, for the young people, what God wants to do in your life, you've got no idea. But the truth is, it's down to us. It's our choices. You know, I've got three boys, and I'll say to them every day, "Son, when you wake up today, your life is just a series of choices. You get to choose whether you do it right or wrong. It's your choice. You get to make good choices or bad choices. We all do. And it actually defines our lives. It actually weaves us through this life. And it's our choices that will be our destiny. And a good choice today will be a good destiny tomorrow. And it's just a simple choice." Okay. So why do I do this? I find myself backslidden. I was a Christian and I fell away from God. I find myself in Australia 12 years on. I'm depressed. I'm broken. I'm an absolute mess. I used to look at people who said, "Oh, I'm depressed," and think, "Oh, just get a grip." But we do, don't we? We look and think, "Oh, come on, what's wrong with you? Why are you depressed? Why have you got problems?" And I found myself, it felt like I was in a pit, in a dry well, and I'm looking up and I can see daylight, but I don't know how to get out. And it's just this ever-increasing spiral of feeling worthless, feeling hopeless, not knowing, what do I do with life? How do I live life? How do I go on? And one morning I jumped out of church and Julie looked at me. I jumped out of bed one Sunday morning and Julie looked at me and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to church. I cannot live another day like this. Life is unbearable. It's just so unbearable and I don't know what to do. But I know life used to be so good." And I'd seen this church. We were out in Queensland. I just saw this church at the side of the road. So I went. I walked in. Nobody spoke to me. I can't tell you what was preached. And I just sat at the back and I said, "God, I'm sorry." That's all it takes. With God, it's all it takes. What Jesus did on the cross, that's all it takes. He just wants you to come back to him and say, God, I'm sorry. I've done it my way. Let me do it your way. And he put his rings on my fingers and his robe on me like the prodigal son. And he said, come on, son. And when I got up to leave the church, the depression was gone. Never had depression again. I had a hope inside me that grew and grew and grew. And this led me every day to get up and seek God. I'd just get on my face and say, God, what do you want from my life? Let my life be in your hands. Let your will be done, not mine. And it went on for quite a few months. And one day I saw a statistic that one child dies every 15 seconds. Unbearable, the fact that they die because they drink dirty water. 50% of all the world's hospital beds are filled with people who've drunk dirty water. It blitzes anything else. Dirty water is just this huge monster. But you know, it's so doable, so fixable. We can just make a difference. And that's what God put in my heart. And what he showed me was this, that if we're brothers and sisters, I mean, if we really believe that we're brothers and sisters, then this little girl is also my child. Yeah. So you're my sisters and you're my brothers. If that's true, then your children are really my children. I should look out for them like they were my own. And what God put on my heart was this. Those children in Africa are your children. So what are you going to do about it? And that was the catalyst. We've just got a video clip. I think we're going to play in that. and it just really shows what we do, and it speaks 1,000 words. So if we can just play that clip, that'd be so good. I love it too. Every time I watch it, I could watch it a million times. I just absolutely love it. And it just gives you a glimpse into what we do. We go in villages where people, that village, they had cholera. They had an outbreak of cholera, which in today's world is ridiculous. Nobody should get cholera. They're actually drinking water from a source that the government provided that came in taps, which had cholera. Much of Africa, in certain aspects, is in a mess. You know, the people are not. The people are beautiful, they're vibrant, they're happy. They could teach us so many things. But the infrastructure is just horrendous. And it happens with so many people. And we were able to go in there and we were able to give them a brand new well with clean water. But then, as you saw all those school children, we got to share Jesus. And I'll say to people, can I tell you why I come? Can I tell you why I come to Africa? Can I tell you why I come and give people clean water? And they always say, yeah, why do you do this? And I get to share my testimony. And my testimony is simply this. It's about every day I wake up and I choose to follow Jesus. You know, being a Christian's more than coming to church on a Sunday. It's where we start. It's a starting point. It's where we come to be together. It's where I can come and tell you the amazing things that God has done in my life. Only because I want to encourage you, because God wants to do them in your life. Amen. You know, God's waiting. He's waiting for us. We get saved and it's a start. and getting saved, what does that mean? getting saved is simply coming to know God. That's all it is. We talk about sin. What is sin? Sin is simply being alienated from God and making choices that fit with that. And I try and keep my gospel message so simple. God has got an amazing life for every one of us. But it's our choice. It's our choice. Look what he does with it. I'm so uneducated. I stand before you today. I am not educated. I'm not a clever man. There's many things in life that I look and I think, I can't do that. But I took hold of Jesus' hand and he said, will you do this for me? And I said, yes. All this that you see, the cars, the teams. Last year we gave clean water to about 300,000 people. I cannot tell you how many salvations. I can't count them. There were thousands. All those school children, they actually gave their lives to Jesus. It's just incredible what God is doing. And all he wants is for us to get up every day and make a choice to follow him. make a choice to pray and say, God, what do you want? What do you require of me today? So, let me take you to a village. Could we put the first clip up, please? I went into a village called Lamuli, and this is the village chairman. And he stopped us and asked what we were doing, and he would not let me go. Every time I tried to start the car, wait, he said, let me tell you about the problem we've got for water. And we'd talk. And then I'd try and start the car. Wait, he'd say, please don't go. Let me show you where we're getting our water from. So can we go to the next clip? He was tenacious. Tenacious man. This is where they were getting the water from. And in fact, this is not staged. We were stood and he's showing us. And then this little boy comes to get a bucket of water for his mama. And look at the water. That water actually had a frog swimming around in it. And then we tested it and it did have E. coli. And these people are drinking it. They've got, that's it. That's their water source. There is no other. And at that point, your heart breaks and you go, what do we do? God, what do I do? What do I do about these people? I don't want to walk away. I don't want to leave them. What do I do? So let's go to the next clip. So we drill a well. That's what we did. We've got this little strange-looking drill rig, but it works. And we drilled a well. And in fact, we drilled two wells. The first didn't work, so we carried on and we drilled another well, and that worked. And you can see poor old Hezron sat there. He's covered in mud. You know, it's a dirty job. Let's go to the next clip. So this is their new well. I drove back to the town where we keep everything. We have a base in Tanzania in a little town called Mafinga. And I drove back to put the drill rig away and all the bits and pieces and came back. And this is what I came back to. The kids were lined up. They were coming out of the bushes. They'd heard that there's some clean water and they just came from everywhere. And that is, to me, is the most rewarding sight in the world, that we give people clean water and they see it. They know what it's about. The next clip, please. Just a little girl. You can see one of the things that happens in certainly in Africa is the women and children, especially the girls, are expected to go and collect water. And I've seen really small little tiddly kids with a small bucket, and you can see they're struggling, but they've got to go and start. These little girls, they're so precious, and it's so heartbreaking to watch them struggling. And sometimes the big girl will lift the bucket and put it on the little girl's head because she can't lift it up, and then she's got to take it back to mum. Because she's doing this, she's not going to school sometimes. She's got to go and find water. Or mum, instead of growing crops or doing other things that mums do, who knows, mums' lives are busy. All the mums say, yeah. Yeah, mums' lives are busy. I look at my wife and sometimes I just do not know how she does it. I don't know how she accomplishes everything she does. She's an amazing woman, and I know you're all amazing women. The things you do, how you can multitask, I just don't understand. I can think of one thing, but you ladies are quite special. Let's go to the next clip. So you see, often the mums can be laid in bed, the people can be laid in bed sick instead of going to school. So to give them that clean water is the most amazing thing. But then we got permission. And I don't think you can make that out. That's like a bit of a village hall, come barn, come building, I don't know. But we got permission and we set up, we have a solar-powered projector. And we were able to play the Jesus movie and share Jesus with the people. Go the next one. Okay, there he is, Jesus. Now, when we started, the room, it was getting busy. Every kid in the village was there, and they're all sat on the front row waiting for this movie because they don't have TVs and they don't have these things. By the end of it, I mean, I couldn't take photographs because it's dark. The place was packed. We must have had the whole village. And many people responded to Jesus. Many people came forward for prayer. I remember one particular boy came forward and I looked at him. I said, What do you want? He said, when I go to school, I can't learn. I said, why can't you learn? He said, I can't retain knowledge. I can't remember things. Will you pray for me? God's a good God. God's a good God. I want to remind you what we talked about this morning with a father. In fact, I preached this at the well. I was talking about what God thinks about you. And I was one of the trips I was lucky enough to have my son with me. I said, this is what God sees about you. And my son was stood there. I said, if somebody comes to hurt you or kill my son, this is what I do. I stand in the way because you're not killing my son. And if you want to kill my son, you'd have to kill me. And as a father and a mother, you know how you feel about your children. You know you'd die for them. You'd kill for them because they're your children. And I believe God has given us this example of what he thinks of us and how he feels about us and what he wants to do for us and how he wants to help you and how he wants to make your life better and how he wants to come into your life and he wants to actually change everything. The greatness that is inside every one of us, God wants to bring out. But he gave us this thing called free will. He loves you, whether you do or you don't. He loves you, whatever you choose. His love is unconditional because he gave us free will. But he's just waiting, saying, come on, there's more. Come on, there's more. And God's saying that to you this morning. Come on, there's more, there's more, there's more. But the choice is ours. The choice is ours. We have free will. We can choose today to get up and live for God and make the right choices. Or we can choose just to go about our day. When we choose God's way, he said, when you lose your life for me, you'll find it. If I could tell you the riches that I've gained by this journey, and it's not that I'm anything special. I'm just so not. I am so normal, so a bit thick, really. But God just wants to take you. He wants to take the foolish things of this world and confound the wise. He wants to show off in all his glory. You know, I was once in a village and we had to pour a concrete base and it started to rain. And you know, you can't pour concrete in the rain. And the sky was black. I mean, really black. And it was setting. I remember looking up thinking, what do we do? We can't pour the concrete base. We've got only a few days. This village might get missed out till next trip. And it started to rain and the water started to rise. And if you've ever been to Africa, when it rains, boy, it rains. It's like incredible. And actually the water started to come down the paths and it was starting to rise. And I'm watching this thinking, what do we do? And everybody's huddled in the car, and I just got out of the car. And it wasn't anything loud, and it wasn't anything brash or big or a fanfare. I just said, God, what do I do? What do I do? I know, Jesus, that you calmed the storm. And you said, I can do things you can do. So I'm just rebuking this rain in the name of Jesus, and I command it stops. Under my breath, I didn't shout it out. I said, you rain, you stop in Jesus' name. Within 5 minutes, we had a blue sky with sunshine. It was incredible. It was incredible. Now you might say, oh, it's a bit of a coincidence. Well, that's what we do because we're people, you know, we doubt and it's just who we are. But when we returned on the road we came from, where there was this dry riverbed and this culvert, it was impassable. It was a raging, I've never seen anything like it. It was a raging torrent. The whole area was flooded. Everywhere apart from where we were had rained. Incredible. God is an amazing God. He is a miracle working God. And he's waiting for us. Let me tell you, he's waiting on us. Really. Really. Let me take you, let's have a look. The next clip, what have we got next? This is a village called Ihumasa. They had no clean water. There was a man who dug a well and he was trying to sell everybody water and nobody could afford it. So they're all going down to the dirty water source. and people are really sick. And we actually went to the local dispensary and said, what's going on? You know, have you got problems with dirty water? She said, oh, we see 20 plus a week people coming in here with problems, with stomach issues, ranging from mild to severe. Bearing in mind, people in Africa, especially children, die of diarrhea, which is ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous. How can anybody die of diarrhea? It's just an inconvenience. That's how we see it. Just horrendous. So we put them a new well in. Oh, the people came out. And there was this little man came. And we try and connect with pastors as much as we can, because I go to the next village. In fact, my pastor said, so Phil, what do you see? You get into a village and people get saved. And believe me, so many people get saved. He says, then what? I said, then there's another village. For me, there's another village because there's more people. So we try and connect pastors that are there, and we try and build them up and encourage them, and we try and bring them in. And I remember this particular day, this little man came, this little pastor, and he looked like a little, he looked like he'd been in the field tending sheep. This poor little man, he looked downtrodden. There was no sparkle in his eyes. He was dirty. He was just incredible. And I remember we got him in and we prayed for him and asked him to pray. And all these people that gave their lives to Jesus, we said, if you will go to his church on Sunday, God will speak to you. And we're just trying to bring a community to a church and try and do what the church is there for. Anyway, we go back to this village. Go to the next clip, please. At the same time there again, you can see that we get to share Jesus with the school. You can see those kids are praying and they are meaning it. I mean, look at the little faces and their heads in the hands. Just go the next one, please. That little girl means it. She's praying. She's saying, God, I need you. And they know they need God. They're doing life quite tough. They know they need God. They believe there's something out there. And when they pray, they know it. They just know what they need. In fact, we're starting to see lots of people get healed of various things. It's quite incredible what God's doing. So 12 months on, we go back. Let's do an evaluation. Let's see what difference are we really making. And we go back to that village. So I go back to the little dispensary, to the nurse. I say, has this well made a difference? She went, oh, my goodness. A difference. She said, you know, I told you we saw 20-plus people every week and they had issues with stomach problems and it's because of the dirty water. I said, yeah. I said, what about now? She says, oh, maybe one a month. That's the difference. That's the difference. It's just incredible. And then we go to the school. What's happening at school? Oh, he said, the headmaster. We've got a 99% school attendance. 99%, he says, we've never had that. Never had that. We've always had sick children. People are always staying at home because they're sick. 99%. It's awesome for us because we look at what we're doing and go, wow. Not just the thousands of salvations. We look at the lives that are changing because they're getting clean water. It is incredible. And you know, it's because a man said yes, a man who's a bit thick, a man who's not very intelligent. A man just said, yes, God, what do you want? What do you want? And every day I'd get up and I'd say, what do you want? I'm not going to stop praying until you tell me. What do you want for my life? My life must be more than just the everyday 9 to 5. It's got to be more. It's got to be more. There's got to be more to life than this. And every day I'd pray and I'd pray. And one day he showed me, this is what I want for you. He's got something for all of us. I want to encourage you. It's not hard. It is the simplest thing in the world. It's every day being what God has created you, being that Christian that says, okay, God, what have you got for me? Okay, let's go to the next little clip, please. This is our pastors' meeting. These are the pastors from the villages where we've been, and they gather together and they pray and they come together once a month in unity. There's in there you've got Catholics, you've got Lutherans, you've got evangelicals, you've got every mix, everything you can imagine. And you know, if we believe in Jesus, then you're in. We're all in the same club. People say to me, what denomination are you? And I'll say, a follower of Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's all I am. That's all I want to be. Because then we're all included. No one's discluded. No one's excluded. We just follow Jesus. Okay, is there another clip or is that the... Oh, just another pastor praying. Yeah, it's incredible. You know that it's been on my heart forever. It's why we wrote our book. Is that, you know, we have a journey, and of course I want you to read about our journey. I want you to see what we're doing. I want you to, some of you might get involved. Some of you might say, we want to be part of this journey. Some of you might pray for us. Some of you might give financially. We just want you to be part. But more than that, I wrote that book to encourage you in your lives. There is so much to God. There is so much. And we just... Sometimes, you know, the old saying, you can't see the wood for the trees. Sometimes we get so engrossed in everything and life and what's going on that we don't see the simplicity of God. And the simplicity is we just get up every day and we talk to him like he's our friend, like he's our dad, like he cares about us, like he's interested. We read our Bible like God loves us, not God wants to beat us. You know, sometimes we view God how our relationship was with our dad. And sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. But what would you do for your child? That's how you must view God. What would you give him? Everything. What would you do for your child? You'd do everything you could. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to take our lives and he wants to play out the significance that he's put in us. When you become a Christian, you are a child of God. The significance inside you is it's unmeasurable. And what God wants to do with you, you cannot measure. And the only thing that will limit us is us. And that's the truth. And I want to encourage you, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. God loves you so much and he's got an exciting and amazing life for you. And the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Let me just read a couple of these little scriptures. Jeremiah 3:33. Call to me and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. God is just, he's perched and he's waiting. Some of you he wants to give words of knowledge and wisdom. Some of you he wants to send to the nations. I have on my heart somebody here feels called and they feel called to India. And if you're here, just see me afterwards. Let's have a chat. Let's pray. God wants to do amazing things with you. Really, my wife's had some words of knowledge, and they have been incredible. In fact, I've had some. God wants to give some to you. He wants to bless your neighbor. He wants to bless people in your family. You've got unsaved people. Just ask God and petition him. What do I do? Because you know God and I don't, but what do I do? There's no point us nagging people, but God has a plan. Amen. He's incredible. Hallelujah. Really is incredible. Matthew 6, seek and you will find. Luke 5, so Jesus often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. It's so important just to spend time with God. It's so important. Seek first, Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and all things shall be added unto you. You will not miss out. God is a good God. He is a good God. First Corinthians 1:26, God wants to take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. No one's excluded. You don't have to be clever. You don't have to be bright. You don't have to have a degree. God just wants you. He loves you. So it just leads me really, really to start thinking about closing and what that looks like and what that looks like for your week and what that looks like for you as you go on. You know, and I think maybe there's people here and you know God's calling you to more. you know you burn. You have a burning and a yearning inside you, and you know there's more. You know God's got more for you. You know there's more for you to do. You know you want to reach out. For everybody, it's different. Everybody doesn't go to Africa. But for whatever it is for you, it'll be so exciting. God has got more. So can we close our eyes? And I just want to, for those of you that feel like this, I want to pray for you. Some of you, you just know there's more. Inside, it's there, it burns, and you're going, God, I just want to do more. Maybe this morning, some of the little stories you've heard, you're going, wow, that sounds amazing. It is amazing, but it's not me that's amazing, it's God. And he wants to do it through you. He wants to come and do things through you that you have never imagined. And if that's you today and you're burning, while Pete, let's just have a privacy. Let's just close our... If that's you, please just stick up your hand, because I really want to pray for you. I just want to pray. And my prayer is really specific. Okay, you can put your hands down. You know who you are. And my prayer is this. Father, I just ask that you put a hunger in their hearts. I ask that you put a hunger to seek you. Lord, a hunger that falls on them, that getting up on a morning is not a chore, that it's not hard, that it's not a pain, but they get up and they want to seek you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you fall on those people, those hearts. And there's people here who didn't put their hand up. You're like me, I never put my hand up. But your heart is yearning. Holy Spirit, fall on them and give them a hunger like you gave me. Because it's through you that we can do all things. It's through you, Father, and through the right decisions that line up with your will for our lives. So, Father, I just thank you for that hunger in Jesus' name. I thank you that you've sealed it in the hearts. I thank you that they will get up tomorrow, and tomorrow is a new day, and they will want to seek you, Father. Which leads me, okay, so I go to Africa, and all these things happen, and it's great. I'm on the most exciting journey that anyone could be on, really. And that journey's for you. Please, you're invited. But I'm on this amazing journey, and my heart is this. I want to see people get clean water. But more than that, I want to see people know Jesus. We know sometimes we use the words like saved and sin. Forget that this morning. God loves you. Almighty God sent his son to stand in your place. And this is what I tell people in Africa. God's perfect in heaven, and I am so imperfect, and I know so are you, because if you've got a pulse, you're imperfect. There lies the problem. How can we be with God if he's perfect and we're not? And the answer simply sent his son in your place. So again, let's just close our eyes. If that's you this morning, if that's you and you don't know God, and you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know God, I don't know God in the way you're talking, I don't know this Jesus, if that's you, would you put your hand up? Would you accept Jesus this morning? Would you start on a journey, the most amazing journey of your life, the most rewarding journey? If that's you right now, probably your heart's beating and you're thinking, what is going on? If that's you, please just put up your hand. And let's walk a journey together, because God wants to do something amazing. Thank you, brother. You know, when I'm in villages, it's the young people. Oh, you get these young cool dudes and they've got the hats on backwards. And they're dressed in all the rap gear. And they're trying to be cool in these villages, and you can see they're all stood there, and God's spirit is hovering on them. And I tell them what God's done through me and what he wants to do through them. And it takes one. There's always one that goes, I want God. I want what he's talking about. I'm tired of living life like this. I'm tired of things going wrong. I'm tired of life being like that. Why do things go wrong? Why do bad things happen? And today is your day. Today is your day. Is there anyone else? And we'll pray. Is there anyone else? Okay. Let's just pray. Let's all pray out loud. If you could follow me in this prayer, and especially that young man that put his hand up, if you follow me in this prayer, because from this prayer, everything is going to change. If you'll choose this day to follow God, everything is going to change. So are you ready? Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today because I am so imperfect. Lord Jesus, what you did on the cross, I accept today. And today I believe that you are my Lord and that I am saved. Father, I ask that you put a hunger in my heart for you. And Lord, I give you the reins of my life to be my Lord. From this day forward. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.